want you to make those small adjustments that lead to a greater feeling sense of comfort. To be at ease, letting your body shift into a easier posture, more relaxed, more comfortable, more at ease. And we're going to do a series of transmissions. And you may or may not hear anything, see anything, or sense anything. But just focus your mind and your emotional body to a state of receptivity. Focusing on your body being receptive to these energies. And your emotional body relaxing in to these energies. And your mind seeing in your mind a blank white screen, letting any thoughts you may have pass across the screen like clouds across the summer sky. Seeing yourself receiving. Relax your hands. Let them curl naturally into an open receiving palm. Fingers relax. And in your open hands, receiving now, feeling the energy fill your hands. The energy creating a feeling sense of weight and of volume. And then opening your hand flat out, allowing this energy to drift away easily, effortlessly, watching the energy drifting away. Now turning the palms downward toward the floor, open and relaxed. And and feeling energy flowing toward the palms of your hands. Stream of energy running from somewhere in the earth upward in a stream and flowing through the center of your palms, almost like a needle and thread passing through. Not hurtful, just different. And this energy keeps running through like the thread is very long and thick. And eventually it passes through up past you, up into the energies above you, eventually disappearing as you follow it. And then your eyes, your inner eyes, begin to swirl. In different directions, and you allow it. Then, with a single thought, you send them spinning in the same direction, completely in sync with each other, moving in a continuous flow, perfectly synchronized, and the energies of them blend together and become the energies of clear vision. And this clarity goes deep, deep into your brain, creating vortices of receptivity to more clarity, more harmony, more patience, more compassion. And this clarity is filling all the cells and atoms of your brain, moving outward into your mental field, radiating as the brain often does. But as this clarity moves outward, it brings perfect clarity. Traveling out from your mind, your brain, in all directions. And only after this clarity appears do you see the sun in the center of your head? And now all of your attention is on that sun. And focusing on that sun. The sun that is the lower correspondent of the sun in your sky. And like the sun in your sky, the sun in your head, the perfect mirror, is also on ray to the will to unify. And the sun in the center of your head begins to radiate through the clarity, all the heart qualities, and the energy feeding this sun comes from the heart, your heart, connected to soul's heart, your heart's jewel, connected and supported and nourished by your soul's heart's jewel. And this nurturing energy rises up past the throat into the center, the head, the Ajna. And as it joins with the light from the Ajna, the sun grows even brighter, radiating those qualities that lead you to learn and know, to experience divine love and the power of divine love to change everything. More powerful than any other energy anywhere in the universe. Divine love is irresistible, utterly magnetic, and it draws you in and fills you up. Seeing your outline now, seeing your energetic self filling in your favorite shade of divine love. Feel yourself filling up. The energy reaching all through your body. The very tips of your fingers and toes. To the top of your head. And beyond, radiating outward from you. Out into your fields, out beyond you and your fields, radiating through you, radiating to you, through you, from you. the more you radiate outward, the brighter and more radiant your sun becomes. Brighter and brighter, and reaching greater and greater levels of clarity. For love is clear. Love is truthful. Love is patience. Love is magnetic. And the supply of love and of divine love, the supply of divine love is endless. Just keeps filling you up. Radiating divine love all through your form and radiating out all that is not divine, driving out all chaos, all disorder, all illness, all pain, and just allowing it. Just allowing it. This is your journey, and it will go as fast or slow as you wish. You choose how you grow. You choose when you grow. You choose all the aspects of your growth. But remember this, choose soul. Choose soul. Choose to express your soul as best you can. With all the love that you can. And now, open your senses to even more love, adding in soul's note of love to the divine love already flowing through you. Focusing on soul's love. Opening your mind and your senses to your way of experiencing this flow. Whether you feel it in a physical way, whether you experience it as light or color, whether it comes to you in the form of words and ideas or language or pictures or simply knowing, honing in on your way of experiencing soul's divine love for you. And now, focusing on the sun in your mind, would like for you to watch that sun somersault backwards to the count of 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And in this space, deep within the contours of your mind, would like for you now to remember the radiance of soul's divine love for you, and let it shine. Lighting it up, this radiant divine love, while at the same time changing it through exposure to divine love. Divine love is orderly, gentle, tolerant, kind, compassionate, wise, understanding, generous, inclusive, trusting, believing, forgiving, patient, faithful, and radiant. The light of divine love radiating through you. And now for a moment, open your senses even more to discern the vibration, the rate, or the frequency of this divine love. And remembering it, so that you may experience it again and again. And as you begin to experience this, the door to joy is opened. Just letting it in. And then following it in. Walking through that door into the world of joy, of lightness, of beingness, of kindness and caring, nurturing, joining, collaborating. Just keep opening up at the pace that is right for you. Turning now to acknowledge yourself as soul, paying attention to the cord of light that binds you one to the other, and loving that cord of light, that tie that binds. And loving your soul, sending that divine love back to soul. Radiating soul with diamond clarity, your light is now nourishing your soul, and your light grows the brighter for it. A mutual receptivity of divine love. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. Namaste.